Hello everyone, this is Sputnik Steve coming at you from ATS Above Top Secret. I am now starting my very first podcast and I'm extremely nervous. I really don't have a whole lot to talk about other than I was going to share some experiences that I've had in my life. Mostly paranormal, last one a little bit more extraterrestrial, I guess you could say. The earliest thing I remember ever happening to me is, this is extremely strange, and I've never really spoken to anyone about this. I was probably about 10 years old, and I was riding around in the back of my mother's car, and it was, you know, afternoon, she picked me up from school, nothing special. And at the time, I was, attempting to clear my sinuses, such as, you know, I don't know exactly how to explain. I don't want to do it on the microphone because it sounds really gross, but it's like hawking a loogie, you know, where you basically you're snorting in really loud and, you know, trying to get the phlegm from the back of your throat or whatnot. So anyway, I'm sitting in the back of the car and I'm doing this, and all of a sudden I start kind of choking on something, you know, and I end up regurgitating something in my hand that, take, you know, for granted, this is a 10-year-old child's hand, so it's not really large, but honest to God, the object that came out of my throat literally filled the whole palm of my hand, and I don't even know how to explain what it looked like or what it was, but it was like kind of liver-like, you know, but it wasn't necessarily in that shape, but it was just kind of a squishy, I don't know, some kind of something. I don't know what it was, and it scared me so bad, I immediately just threw it out the window. I mean, I freaked as a little kid, and this just came out of my mouth. I really, really freaked out a bit. So I was really weird. I don't remember at the time if I mentioned something to my mother, or, you know, just kind of went on from there, but either way, it was really weird for me. Another thing that happened to me one time, probably when I was about 14 or 15 years old, I was down in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, actually, and with some of my really good friends, Mark and John, who are brothers, and then another guy, Mark, and then a friend, Cole. And we'd snuck out from Mark and John's parents' house, and we're walking through a golf course late at night that was near their home. And so we're just walking, and everybody's, you know, I'm sure we're talking about some nonsense, something stupid, and all of a sudden, one of my friends just stopped dead and had this just absolute look of utter disbelief, fear on his face. I mean, I don't know how to describe it other than that. Just looked really scared. Now, this is a kid that, all purposes, the kid was pretty much fearless. I mean, he was one of the toughest kids I've ever known, you know, just this naturally strong and really, like I said, just really tough. Not the type of person that's going to scare easily. Well, we all, you know, looked at him, and he was just staring at me in disbelief, and he eventually told us that what has scared him so bad is he saw a glimpse of something walking next to me. The only way he'd describe it really was that he saw like a blue, I'm assuming kind of like translucent figure walking next to me, and it just, I mean, it scared the absolute daylights out of him. And obviously once he told me, I got scared, you know, and we all kind of freaked out and just started running. But I mean, that was it. We never really talked about it again after that, but it really kind of spooked me just because it spooked him so much. I didn't, you know, feel anything, or I've never really, you know, felt that I have any kind of presence or anything like that, you know, walking around with me normal day or something like that, but nevertheless, it was still pretty freaky. My most recent experience is I had found a thread that I was really interested in that was basically how you can, you know, communicate with other entities through meditation and whatnot. And so I found this very limited information, and it basically, you know, it was this technique that it was telling you to, if you do this technique, then you get on this this plane of knowledge, you know, that the ancients used to communicate or whatnot, and it's, you know, just kind of like a universal knowledge type place where you can know everything and anything, I guess. So anyway, what it asks you to do is to meditate, and that what you do is you visualize your brain in four different sections. I don't know if I can remember the exact specifics of it, but basically it was like the front right part of your brain was supposed to be a certain color, and then have a feeling or temperature that was associated with it. And then, you know, there's also for your back right part of the brain, and then front left part of the brain, and then back left part of the brain. So you imagine your brain split into four sections. And so what the idea was is that you're supposed to concentrate on this, you know, this one part of the brain, and think of the color and the feeling that associates it with it, and then you're supposed to go on to the next, and then go on to the next, and then go on to the next. So it's kind of basically you're just remembering, or you're just concentrating on these four different places constantly. And somehow this was supposed to help you to reach this state of this meditation where you can connect with the other beings. Well, I tried it one evening after reading about it, and it started off really weird. I laid down on my bed, and out of nowhere, I got this like really bright flash, almost like a spark went off on the other side of the room. And I never really did determine exactly what caused it. You know, I was a little bit just kind of spooky from the whole, you know, idea of what I was going to do. So I was a little bit spooked out. But I also think that it might possibly have actually been a spark that maybe I created from static electricity on my blanket. Just because it wouldn't be the first time I ever saw that happen, and it kind of seemed to make more sense than, you know, some kind of flash or whatnot. But anyway, so that's how the experience started out, which was a little bit spooky. Now, so I laid in bed for, what seemed to me probably hours. I couldn't tell you for certain exactly how long I was doing the meditation, but I'm laying in bed and I'm doing the meditation, and now I can't remember the details, just because it was almost like I was dreaming, and maybe I really was. I really don't know. But I remember some kind of, I don't know, not necessarily communications. It's not like I was asking anything questions or getting any answers or anything like that, but I remember some kind of presence or feeling some kind of presence. Unfortunately, that's really the only way I can describe it. I don't know what else to say. I didn't get any definitive answers, but I felt pretty certain that I had done something that I'd never done before. And unfortunately, that's all I can really can say about that experience. But either way, it was really neat for me, and I suggest anybody that's ever been interested in trying meditation for contact or something like that, I think it's worth a try. If nothing else, you have a little bit of fun. So to close off, I one more thing I'd like to mention that is, you know, in my family, there's always kind of been a long history of hearing lots of stories about, you know, kind of paranormal things that have happened to my aunts and uncles and grandparents and things like that. And one story that my grandmother shared with us that I'll tell you about, I probably first heard about this, when we were really, really young kids, my cousins and I all did. And just recently, while we had a family reunion, it was a really good chance to finally ask my grandmother about it again, and see if she could elaborate and tell us more about it. So the story goes is that my grandmother and her brothers and sisters were spending time with their grandmother. So this would have been my great-great-grandma. Anyway, they had always been told, or had always suspected, that their grandmother was some kind of could use telekinesis. You know, not exactly sure how they came about knowing this or suspecting it, but they always believed that, you know, that she was some kind of, you know, for lack of a better term, some kind of witch, where she could do some, you know, pretty odd things like that. Well, I guess one day is summer, and all of them were at grandma's house, and just bugging her, you know, show us something, do something. They really just want some validation of these this idea. So she finally broke down and took them all into her sewing room, and they were all standing around and just waiting for something to happen. And apparently, she had put her hands on top of this sewing machine, and the way my grandma described it was that I mean, this was something that was like extremely old. I mean, we're talking, you know, early 1900s. My grandmother was born in 1932 or something like that, so this was a long time ago. And she put her hands over the sewing machine and apparently could just from then could move it, and as the story goes, she chased the children around the house with the sewing machine. And during this event, my grandmother's mother arrived and found out what she was doing and got really upset with her. You know, my family is really very church going and deep belief in God and spiritual matters and things like that. So I mean, this was kind of like a sacrilegious, you know, event in my great grandmother's eyes. So apparently my grandmother had been more interested in it and had after that asked her more about the event and asked her if, you know, she thought that my grandmother would have the ability to do this. And apparently she told her, yes, I do believe you have, you know, quote unquote, the touch that you can also do this. And so she had my grandmother sit down and she was preparing to show her, to teach her how to do this. And then it started out that she told my grandmother to sit down on this rocking chair and place both of her hands on the arms. And then again, at this point, my grandmother's mother came in and found out and put the ixnay on the whole thing. And my grandma said that she never, ever, ever talked to her grandmother about it after that point. But, you know, like I said, my grandmother, you know, you have to take everything with a grain of salt, but she's one of those ladies that, you know, I'm sure that she would maybe tell a story to get a kick out of it, you know, and maybe laugh and tell the aunts and uncles or whatnot. But I mean, this is a story that's been in the family for a long time, but she's not the person to just flat out lie about something or fabricate it. You know, maybe she remembers it differently than it really happened. I don't know. But anyway, that's my stories, and this has been my first podcast. I hope somebody out there enjoys it. If you have any recommendations how I can do a little bit better in the future, or maybe some different stories to talk about it, I really appreciate it, and thanks for listening. Signing off, Sputnik Steve. Peace.